You're listening to the Gutsy Podcast, where we talk about all things real, raw, and ridiculous about running a business authentically. I'm Laura Wallace, also known as the Laura Aura, lover of all things inspirational, owner of Works Graphic Design, and your host on this journey through entrepreneurship. I'm here to help you get out of your head and back into action as a passionate business rock star. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday as we fuel your Gutsy. If there were one specific topic that I feel like everyone on the planet is searching for an answer for, it's how do I find balance in my life? There is so much to try and navigate in life. There's work and there's your home, your family, your spouse, your kids, your own personal health and wellness, your downtime, your freelance things, the extracurricular or hobbies that you have. How on earth do we find time to do all of those things and do them really well? This week on the Gutsy Podcast, I'm going to talk you through 5 ways that you can start to create more balance in your life. Now, huge spoiler alert, I'm going to get right to the point and let you know there really isn't a beautiful equal equation for finding perfect balance in your life. Now, I know that sounds like a little bit of a bummer, like, okay, well, what are we going to talk about for the next 25 minutes, Laura? See, balance is not about finding equality between all the different things that you're doing. It's about finding focus in the things that you're spending your time on. Just like you, I have really struggled to find that harmonious balance between all the different things that I balance in my life. So I'm an entrepreneur. I run a branding and marketing agency. I run a podcast full-time. I have a home to tend to. I have a husband and an almost 12-year-old son. I have friends. I have family. I love to go to wineries, and I really, really value my downtime. I also love to ride the Peloton. There's a ton of things to do on a regular basis, and to try and cram all those things in every single day equally is exhausting. And while I can't really say that I have nailed the art of balance, I feel like I've become a lot more aware of my time and how I'm investing in it. So today, I want to talk about a few things that I have implemented into my life that has really helped me to feel like I have my hands wrapped around things and not like a Tasmanian devil running off the side of a mountain. One of the first realizations, and sometimes a harder pill to swallow, is you can't do everything amazing and perfectly always. I mean, this is just a matter of fact, right? We're human beings, we're living a life, and sometimes we're going to drop the ball. Sometimes we're going to overload our plate, and sometimes we're just going to crash and burn. But what we want to do is start building in tactics and methods into our life where those circumstances and times become less and feeling more accomplished and whole increase. So the first thing that I want you to do is start creating realistic expectations. If you're always expecting yourself to perform the best in every single thing that you do, every day of the week, you are setting yourself up for failure. Now, I know that you're an amazing human rock star and you do a lot of things incredibly well, but to always do them perfectly and hold yourself to a standard that it's all or nothing, it's creating a lot of unnecessary stress on yourself. No one is holding you to these standards other than yourself. And particularly if you're a woman listening to this, women have a tendency to hold themselves to a much higher level in all of their life roles. See, what I've learned about balance is it's not about creating an equal percentage across all of your life demands. It's about knowing what part of your life needs you the most in that moment. For instance, while you're at work, your work needs your attention. Your business needs your attention. Your undivided attention at that. So if you're at work trying to manage all of your tasks there, but you're also trying to plan things and schedule things for home, that starts to really wear on you when you're dividing your attention constantly. And that's honestly where I find the most stress happening is when I'm trying to divide my time across too many of my life roles and responsibilities. So if I'm at work, but I'm worrying about home tasks, I'm dividing my time and I'm only giving a little bit of myself to both of those things, which ultimately ends up feeling like I've not really nailed or accomplished anything, but I've just been playing a constant state of whack-a-mole or put out the fires. Like I said in the beginning, finding balance is not about having equal time with everything always. It's about being able to give yourself the time to focus on a specific task to accomplish a specific goal. So when we're talking about creating realistic expectations, if you're trying to remodel your house, change your diet, now all of a sudden you're going to eat everything differently. You're also implementing a new exercise routine. And oh, by the way, at work, you're also launching a new product. That's not really setting realistic expectations that you're going to be able to nail all of those things, or at least feel like you can sleep at night knowing that you've done one of them really well. I am the freaking queen of all or nothing, and I can tell you that I have done this before, and it always sounds really great in the beginning, but about midway through 10 different projects or three huge things going on, I realize, well, shit, I've done it again, and now I'm completely stressed out, and now I'm really just working towards, let me just get this done, instead of feeling like, oh my gosh, I did this really great thing and I gave it all of my time and attention and I feel so accomplished because of that. Balance might come into play by saying, hey, I'm going to take off a Thursday or Friday at work, and from Thursday through Sunday, we're just solely going to focus on that remodel and we're going to get it done and we're going to get it done really well. And then maybe Monday or Tuesday, I can start on that new exercise routine. Balance might also be, you know what? I don't have to do everything. So let me hire someone to come in and help me with that remodel. Or let me hire a personal trainer to help keep me accountable with my new exercise routine. Setting realistic expectations is all about not overcommitting yourself. That is such a stressful place to be. And again, most of the time, you're just going to end up feeling like, thank God that's done. Let me get on to the next thing. I want you to start feeling like I've really accomplished something. And I feel really proud of that. And I was able to give it my time and attention because I allowed the balance of my life to swing towards the thing that needs my attention the most. Another thing that you can do is start to plan ahead. So if you know that you're really trying to stay focused on your health, but you've got a crazy busy week ahead of you at work, by planning ahead and just spending a couple of hours or even an hour or two at home, maybe Sunday night, plan your week ahead and pack out your lunches. Build out what you want to eat because, Lord knows, the easiest thing to do when you're busy is just to pick up the phone and have someone bring you lunch or hop in your car and drive down the street to the nearest drive-thru. Now you feel really spent at work because you're insanely busy, and now your health is kind of challenged because you're eating crappy food. And then you feel like you want to beat yourself up mentally because, oh, look, here, now I've failed on my health mission again. You would be insanely amazed at how much planning really adjusts the way that you do everything. When you're not running into meetings and putting yourself together, finding all your paperwork and just trying to figure things out. When you've taken a few minutes ahead of schedule and planned out your stuff and got everything ready, you can go into a meeting feeling a lot more prepared. When you build out your meals, you already know what you're going to eat for the week. So guess what? One less thing you have to think about, but you're also going to put really great foods into your body that allow you to do the things that you need to do really well. If you're constantly running around feeling like a chicken with your head cut off, this is a sure tell sign that it's time to pump the brakes and start implementing more planning into your life. Now, planning doesn't need to be this whole huge orchestrated thing. It doesn't have to be a family board with magnets and colored stars and all these things. No, sometimes planning is just sitting down and getting your thoughts out of your head. If you've got a to-do list, this running, nagging to-do list, most of that pressure and stress comes from not wanting to forget to do those items. So if you just sit with yourself for 5 minutes and make yourself a to-do list or write it down or take your agenda for the week and say, okay, here's my week ahead. Here's where my demands are. And then it's going to open up to say, okay, now I know what I need to do to be able to feel accomplished and also achieve all of my goals. A lot of stress and anxiety also comes in from the unknown. So with my Peloton, for instance, there are a shit ton of classes to choose from and what I want to do and how I want to do it. It sometimes can be a little bit overwhelming. So I like to take a couple of minutes each week and run through the library and star the ones that I'm interested in taking. so that by the time I'm getting on the bike for the week, all I have to do is go to my favorites and I'm like, oh, I've already chosen the ones that interest me the most. And I can choose a 15-minute or a 45-minute based on how much time I have that day or how I'm feeling. And something really new that I've just been implementing for the last week and a half or so is planning out my outfits for the next day. So I'm recording this episode from home today and I'm looking across my room and I can see that I have already got tomorrow's outfit planned out. Now, we all know that I could wake up tomorrow morning and be like, this looks stupid, I don't want to wear this, and change my mind. But I feel like I'm a little bit more planned ahead and have already set myself up for success tomorrow by not having to make those decisions in the morning. Because when I wait, then I get stressed out and I don't know what I want to do. And I've been trying this new thing of laying out some clothes the night before, almost like the first day of school. And it's been really helping me to feel accomplished in how I look when going to work. Mornings don't really tend to be my shining time. So if I can take a little bit of stress off of my morning by just having my stuff set out and ready to go, then I've already lowered my stress and I'm walking into the day feeling like I've at least got my shit together. Now, here's what a lot of people are going to say. I don't really have time to plan all that stuff, Laura. I just need to just do it and get it over with. Well, I'm going to challenge you on that, because if you have time to run around crazy and stressed, or if you have 20 minutes to call a friend and tell them how stressed out you are about all the obligations that you have in your life, then you have 10 minutes to sit down and set yourself up for success. Planning is going to give you so much of your time and energy back. It's almost unreal. And while it's so simple, it seems like such a huge thing to implement. Remember, balance is all about baby steps and changing little things and little habits that are ultimately going to help you feel more accomplished. The third thing that I want you to consider is delegating or asking for help. So balance seems to be really skewed when we feel like we have to do everything alone. This could be a work task that you need a coworker to help you with, or it could be something going on at home that you've been wanting to get to, but time just doesn't seem to be on your side. If you pull into your driveway every night and you're like, well, shit, the grass looks like it's taken over the house and there's another day that I'm not going to get to it, be willing to ask for help. Whether that's a spouse or a child or a neighbor, or you know what, maybe this week you just need to pay someone to come do it for you. Asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of courage and intelligence. Again, you're not in this life alone. There is at least one person, I would bet a whole lot more than that, that are around you that want to be able to help you. But people don't know how to help if you don't tell them how to help you. My mother-in-law is a saint, and if I said, you know what, I have such an insanely crazy week and AJ is going to be all over the place, could you help us prep some dinners for the week? She would be on cloud freaking nine. If I've got way too many tasks at work and I know that I'm just slipping and falling behind, I know that I could go to my team and say, hey, I could really use some help this week. All of them would say, what do you need and how can we help you? You would be amazed at the amount of people that want to be able to help you. And if you can give them a clear direction on a specific task that they can help you with, not only are they going to help you, but they're going to do it really great. Take the stress off of your plate and you can get back to doing the things that you actually need to get done in that moment. And this leads me into the fourth one, which is communicate your needs. So AJ, my husband, has taken on the role of cooking dinner, which I am a huge fan of. Most of our relationship, I was the one that cooked the meals. So he found Pinterest and realized how much I could use the help because I communicated with him. This is where I need your help. When I'm working all day and I'm coming home, I feel stressed out when we don't have a plan. And then we would sit around for an hour or two. What do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? And then before we know it, it's 8 o'clock and we're just heating up leftovers. So I communicated, hey, I could really use your help making dinner. And he's picked up that role, and it's actually pretty awesome. It's not something that I personally have to do. Do I enjoy cooking? Sure. When I have the time and opportunity, I love to be able to do it. But now I know that it's not solely on me. But guess what? If you don't communicate that with people, they're not going to know. And you're going to internalize that stress, and you're going to hold grudges, and then you're going to constantly feel like you're running around. I also think that it's really important to communicate with those people in your inner circle about the demands of your life in that moment. Do I think that you need to communicate every waking aspect of your life? No. But there is a certain respect level. So for instance, I stay after work a lot to record the podcast. So I communicate with my husband and say, you know what? Hey, I'm recording tonight. You guys are on your own for dinner, so cook whatever you want that you can eat, and I'll let you know when I'm headed home. That's balance in its own, guys, because now I can solely focus on the podcast or recording or work or whatever it is I need to do at work. And home, he's got that. I'm not trying to figure that out as well. Now, I know everyone's circumstances don't always have that go-to person that you can rely on. This is why communicating your needs are even more important in this situation, because you do have people that are around you that are willing to help. They just need to know what you need from them. If it's at work and you need more time from a client or a customer, communicate that with them. If you need to move meetings around, move them. If you need help around the house, voice that. If you need some time off, take it. A lot of stress and anxiety roots from not wanting to inconvenience other people. And most of the time, this is a hallucinated urgency. We feel like, oh, if I ask someone to run an errand for me, that the whole world is going to come crumbling down and we're going to ruin their entire day. Or if I ask a client to give me 3 more days to finish something, then they're going to completely bail on me. I'm going to lose that client, which means I'm going to lose that money, which means everything financially is going to fall apart. We put everyone else's needs in front of our own. And I absolutely think that there's a time and a place for that, to be selfless, to really give of yourself. But on a regular basis, you really have to take care of yourself and your needs and communicate, hey, I'm struggling, and this is really where I could use some help. It took me a little while to get comfortable with the concept of asking for help, but now that I've broken that ice, oh man, I am a help-asking machine. Asking for help has helped me to find better balance, and it's taken away a ton of stress and a lot of unnecessary levels of my life. And this leads me into my 5th recommendation, and you guys know I'm a huge fan of this. I need you to start getting comfortable with building in you time. Remember how I said there's a time to be selfless and there's a time to be selfish? It's A-okay and 100% acceptable and actually quite necessary to be selfish and take care of yourself. Now, I feel like the word selfish gets a bad rap because it's associated with something negative. So what if we rephrase the word selfish with filling up my tank? If I said, hey, you know, I'm just going to take 30 minutes and go fill up my tank. How does that change your perception of self-care? Well, to me, for one, it says, you know what? Someone is feeling kind of empty. Someone's feeling a little spent and probably a little overwhelmed. So they need a little bit of time to go fill that back up. And two, how admirable is it when someone just takes time and invests in themselves unapologetically? To do any of the things that life is asking you to do, you have to have the energy to do them in the first place. And when you don't, you consistently run yourself into the ground, you get sick, you get tired, you get cranky as all hell, and you live your life feeling like you're doing everyone else's tasks and demands and never fulfilling your own. This could be taking 15 minutes once a day to do a meditation. It might be saying no to something, which can be really hard, but it's very doable. It might be, you know what, I'd love to go to that event with you, but I'm just feeling really spent and I just need to go lay on my couch and watch Netflix for the next 3 hours. It starts with you first. You have to be the one to recognize what you need and then stand true to it. Hey, I just really need some alone time, and then build that in. Take that alone time. Or, hey, you know what? The woods have really been calling me. I just need to go take a walk, and take 15 or 20 minutes and go take a walk for yourself. Sometimes filling your tank is being alone, and sometimes filling your tank is being with really intentional people. For me personally, I know when I'm feeling kind of spent with business and the demands of that, there's an amazing group of friends that I can go hang out with because they also own a business. And we can talk freely and openly about all the shit that comes along with it. And we can laugh about it, and sometimes we cry, and I'm just in really great company, and I always feel 10 times better whenever I leave. And other times, I lock myself in my house and I don't leave for a day, and both are completely okay. It's all about recognizing what you need and then putting action behind it. Because when you're running yourself into the ground, truly, you're the one that's suffering the most. But everything that you're responsible for starts to suffer as well. If you have a really stressful role at work, or maybe you're running a business, or maybe you're going through a really dense time right now, and you're constantly pushing yourself, and you're stressing yourself to the max every single day, and you've got all this tension in your shoulders and your neck and in your head, and now you're starting to get migraines, but you're choosing not to stop for a little while and either go get a massage, or take a bubble bath, or soak in Epsom salt, then you are choosing to continue the stress versus choosing to stop it for a minute, take care of yourself, fill your tank, and then get back into it tomorrow. I wish I could tell you that there was a secret formula, like plankton on SpongeBob, to finding the perfect balance in life. And you know what? There just really isn't, and that's okay. It's just really being aware and recognizing what areas of your life need you the most in that moment. Being okay with asking for help in the areas that you're struggling in. Being fully present with what is demanding you, whether that's work or home or health or whatever aspect of your life is requiring your full and undivided attention. Communicating with people around you and asking for what you need. And building in time to fill your tank. This is where true balance comes in, guys. When you can find the beauty and the calmness, and yes, I have so many things to do, but I can only do so much, and I'm going to do what I can, where I need to be, at the best of my abilities, and know that the rest is going to be there when I get there, and lean on people around me to help me in the areas that I need them most. Balance is obtainable because it's unique to you. Join me this Thursday as we take our power back by giving up something in order to gain something. Until then, follow the Gutsy Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and we would love your reviews. We read each and every single one of them. Please leave us a review on whichever platform you're listening on. And also, for more Gutsy insight, follow me personally on Instagram @ThatLauraAura. See you next time.